Within Westchester County, youth sports programs are plentiful. Whether it be baseball, soccer, football, or anything else, there's likely a program to get your child involved in said sport. One of these programs is LMYL, a nonprofit organization that introduces kids to lacrosse. Kids enrolled into this program have shown immense passion for the game, going on to break records across the county later in their lacrosse career. Rhett is one of these players. He started playing lacrosse for LMYL in first grade and would go on to be named High School All-American from Amerenek High. Through that team, he met other players and would continue to have them as teammates all the way through high school. Amerenek had five players whose lacrosse careers originated from LMYL, and their success can be attributed to the strong bonds these players had built. Through that team, he met other players and would continue to have them as his teammates all the way through high school. Amerenek High had five players whose lacrosse careers originated from LMYL, and their success can be attributed to the strong bonds these players had built. Through LMYL, Jack, Henry, Rhett, Andrew, Teddy, and Ronan would be introduced to each other. Over the years, they would constantly practice with each other to the point where their strong chemistry would carry them to success. When reflecting on the time spent in LMYL, many players agree that their early years playing lacrosse helped them build a strong connection they have with each other on and off the field.
There's nothing makes a connection between friends or teammates like working hard together and running together and kind of like feeling the pain of defeat and feeling victory together. I think that's something that really brings people together.
All my LMYL guys. I mean, we had like so much fun, and it's awesome to play with a lot of those guys all the way through high school. Even this year, you see particularly like me and Andrew and Jack still just really working well together on the offense, like still kind of that senior captain trio. And then obviously we have Henry holding it down on defense.
I feel like everyone on that LMYL team still has a special bond together. And not only that, the coaches were dads of players on the team, and it really just made it feel like a tight-knit community.
I mean, the amount of chemistry that's built throughout all the years is just like incredible. And like we're basically brothers now. We get along so well. And like, if anything comes in our way, like it's just figured out so easily.
While lacrosse was definitely the main focus at hand, all the players still have a strong friendship among themselves.
I don't think as much about lacrosse, and I think more just like kind of like family, love, memories. I mean, we've had such a good time together. Yes, we share the love for lacrosse and we share the experiences on the field, but some of the experiences we've had off the field and just being together so much over the past, 10 years now, 10 or 11, 12, just spending so much time doing so many fun things together. I really just think of those guys as like my brothers. I mean, calling them whenever I need someone. And especially with lacrosse, but then outside of lacrosse, like just love those dudes. When you have like such a tight-knit group and you all live in the same town, somewhat go to school together and spend so much time together, and then you get to stay with that every year, it's such like a fun like experience. Like I'll remember that for the rest of my life, no doubt.
Spending time together outside of practice or game environment, I think those are certainly lifelong memories for me as a father, as a parent and a coach. And I'm sure at some point the kids, maybe they do now, they'll look back at it. And I think those will be fond times for them. So
Patrick West and Chris Galinsky are two coaches that many LMYL players attribute their success to. Both have a past history with lacrosse, with Coach Galinsky playing for University of Pennsylvania. Both would eventually end up getting their children involved in lacrosse and decided to volunteer as coaches.
You know, when I enrolled my daughter, I signed up to coach her in rec. And then obviously when my son was of age, we enrolled him in the program and, you know, sort of became a volunteer coach then. And that's how Pat and I actually met. we happened to just get paired up on the same rec team, which has been awesome. And, you know, Pat's been an awesome coach, awesome friend. And, you know, it's just been great being involved.
Patrick became infamous among the players for stories he would tell during tournaments.
We used to go to tournaments. We'd have story time in between tournament games with Pat West. And I mean, those stories are ridiculous.
In between the games, when Mr. West, Ronan Luke's dad, gave us these like crazy story times that I'll definitely remember forever.
When we would go to tournaments and you're there for 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 hours, and you have long, you know, hot days, you have to basically try to keep the kids as hyped up as you can betweenhand. So I would always try to come up with this thing called the stories I would tell kids in between games, to try to keep things fun, light, somewhat mysterious and out there. So this way they were feeling sort of energized and also entertained at the same time. It's just a quirky little thing I would do for them once in a while.
Both coaches have shown immense passion for teaching others the sport. While winning was important, what came first was making sure the kids learned and enjoyed the game.
For me, when I think about, you know, what was my favorite, it really is the whole experience. Having the opportunity to coach with, you know, three, you know, great guys, Pat Leonard, Pete Bennett, and Pat West. And also just having the opportunity to teach kids the game of lacrosse and trying to teach them, you know, life lessons along the way. And, you know, it wasn't a perfect experience and, you know, we made mistakes as coaches. And, but the one thing I think we were is we were totally committed. We totally bought in and we cared a lot about these kids. Yeah, I mean, I always thought they would be good, but, you know, these kids really took it to another level and, you know, they continue to get better and they've all had great high school careers and some of them are going to go on and play in college and some of them aren't, but probably could. But they were really, really dedicated, committed, hardworking. They bought into what we were trying to teach them and, you know, it was super, super fun.
Players that went through LMYL have proven that they're a force to be reckoned with. While playing, the boys' record was 88-30-6, with several wins at tourney championships. Seven of the original team members would go on to play lacrosse in college, while another two went on to pursue football. For individual players, both Andrew and Rhett scored over 200 points. Luke ended up scoring 196 points for his team, and has more points than any other player in high school Section 1 over the past two seasons. All three players have a combined total of 602 points. Luke and Ronan would end up becoming Rhinex's only all-selection players, and both managed to do it twice. Luke was able to set every scoring record in Rhinex in 3 years, while Ronan set every defensive record in two. Overall, Rhinex team was able to break every school record for wins, playoff wins, league championships, and was even ranked in New York's top 20 teams for the first time. Overall, Rhinex team was able to break every school record for wins, playoff wins, league championships, and was even ranked in New York's top 20 teams the first time. Mamaroneck High would also follow, being ranked top in New York all season. With immense dedication to a given sport, it comes as no surprise that strong bonds will be formed along the way. Whether it be teammates, coaches, or rivals, the bonds formed on and off the field are something that will be remembered for a lifetime. For those who continue their sports careers past high school, these early experiences will serve as a strong foundation for success later in life. I'm Matthew Garcia, and this is LMC Cast.